That was East Mountain South off of their only release, I believe. The title of the album was East Mountain South. That's from 2003. That's Peter Bradley Adams and Kat Maslick Bode. I heard them at a Lucinda Williams concert in Seattle. They were the opening act for her, and I was blown away by their music then. Unfortunately, they didn't last. They were active from 1999 to 2003, so maybe that wasn't their only album. Anyway, it's the only one that I had, and I love that track. I sang that at my father's funeral last year. Hard to believe. Anyway, that was East Mountain South. The song you heard was Mark's Song. And before that, we heard What do we hear? Some Sarah Giralles off of Polaroid Lovers from 2024. She got a Grammy nod for that, I believe. The song you heard was Good at What I Do. I don't think she won, but she did get a nod for it. We heard some M. Ward off of Supernatural Thing from 2023. The song you heard was Story of an Artist, and we heard some Storm Large and the band Le Bonheur. And the two tracks we heard were I Think It's Gonna Rain Today and Unchained Melody. She's touring right now. Go to stormlarge.com. Another amazing artist that you have to see. If you haven't never heard of her, check her out. She will blow your mind, folks. She's amazing. She tours with Pink Martini, but she also tours with her own band. She was doing some James Bond thing last week in L.A. with another artist, and his name is escaping me. I apologize. But, that was Storm Large. And we started things off with some Paula Cole off of Harbinger. We heard Happy Home and Oh John. Alrighty, let's just keep things going. Here's some Noah Cyrus and Fleet Foxes. This is off of a single release of theirs called Don't Put It All On Me.
Don't put it all on me. Whoa. don't wanna come undone. I don't wanna stand on shaky ground, thinking you might come around. Don't wanna live in a fairy tale. Everyone knows it never ends well. When the lights come up, you gotta go home. We've both been there before. I know you know, we just can't say it. You know I know, we'd live to regret it. I know that you know, when we go our separate ways, the thought of you stays. Don't wanna have to try and be all cool, eyes down when you come in the room. Saw a picture of you on the street, wearing your favorite jeans. Don't wanna think about your beat up shoes, laying on the floor next to someone who doesn't know you the way that I do, and not the way that I want to.
Hi, this is Janice Ian, and you are listening to On the Tracks with Jen LaFranc on CJSF 90.1 FM. Be cool.
There is silence on the street tonight, and the cars have all gone home. Every shop has locked its doors up tight, getting ready for the show. And it's time for me to go. There's a roaring fire and a rocking chair, and a stocking full of dreams. Every corner's filled with a joyful air, in the scent of evergreens. We will toast peace on earth, raise a glass of Christmas cheer, and ask this night to last whose names were never called. When choosing sites for basketball, it was long ago and far away, and the world was younger than today, when dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls like me. We all play the game, and when we dare, we cheat ourselves at solitaire, inventing lovers on the phone, repenting other lives unknown. They call and say, come on, dance with me, and murmur vague obscenities at ugly girls like me at 17.
That is the great Amelia Curran, who actually is doing little shows here and there. If you go out to her website, let me just double check here before I say something incorrect. It's ameliacurran.com, I believe. And let's just double check on that. Yeah, Amelia Curran, AmeliaCurran.com. Check out, see if you can find a show in your area, because she is doing these one-off shows here and there. Very happy about that, because she's one an amazing singer-songwriter, one of my favorites as well. The track you heard was I Am the Night, and that was off of They Promised You Mercy. Before that, we heard some Janis Ian. You heard the acoustic version of I at 17. That was recorded in 2014. And then you also heard a song called A Thousand Years, and that track was off of the album Hope from 2021. And sadly, she's not recording any longer. She can't sing. She's got an issue with her throat. I don't know what's going on with mine, but today it's pretty raspy, so I apologize. Anyway, yeah, sadly she can't record anymore. She is touring. She's touring around with the film that was made for her, depicting her life, called Breaking Silence. It was a 2024 release, and if you haven't seen it, go out and try and find it. There is a website for the film, and it's called JanisIanDocumentary.com. Check that out and try and see that film. I learned a lot about her as a musician. I had no idea some of the things that were brought up in that film. So I won't divulge them. I won't do any spoilers, but check her out. Janis Ian, Breaking Silence. Before that, we heard some... Let's see, where are we at here? Kathleen Edwards off of her latest release. Lots to talk about here. Kathleen Edwards, the album is Billionaire. The song you heard was Pine. And we started things off with Noah Cyrus.